Hey, it's Adrian here with a PSA. If you are frantically mashing your computer keys trying to get your application in for the Indicator Planet Money internship, we got news. We've extended the deadline. So it's now Sunday, July 17. That means you got a little more time to work on that cover letter and resume, procrastinate and grab a snack. And I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Just go to npr.org/internships to apply. That's npr.org/internships.
NPR.
About a decade ago, Cynthia Gutierrez was in college, except she was having trouble focusing on school. She says she was in a toxic relationship, was struggling with substance use, and so she decided to take a break, move off campus.
I had to quickly figure out, like, where am I going to live? I was basically couch surfing after I had declared that I was leaving the university, was trying to leave this relationship. And throughout that whole month of chaos is when I found out I was pregnant. I was not in the financial place to take care of a child, to take care of myself at that point, let alone a child.
Finances were near the top of Cynthia's mind when she decided not to continue her pregnancy. But now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned and about half the states are imposing stricter limits on abortion, a lot of people facing situations similar to Cynthia's will not have that choice. And the financial consequences of that can be life-altering. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma. And today on the show, we talk to an economist who set out to quantify the economic effects of being denied an abortion. And what she found surprised even her. More on that after the break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Culturel. Did you know that 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? That's why Culturel Digestive Daily Probiotics are designed to work naturally with your core. Save 20% with code NPR at Culturel.com.
Even before Roe was overturned, a lot of states had rules restricting access to abortion for patients who were pregnant for more than a certain number of weeks. These are called gestational limits. So, for example, say a state has a gestational limit of 22 weeks. That means if you are pregnant for less than 22 weeks, you are allowed to obtain an abortion. But beyond that, you are not allowed, with some exceptions, for example, for fetal abnormalities or when the patient's life is at risk. So back in the 2000s, some researchers wanted to study the experience of people on both sides of that legal divide. They recruited roughly 1,000 women across the country, some who did manage to obtain an abortion because they got it before the cutoff, and those who were denied an abortion because they missed the cutoff. And over the next 5 years, the researchers checked in with both groups through surveys and interviews, and they asked them about things like their mental health and physical health and their finances. This came to be called the Turnaway Study.
And I remember thinking it was such a great study. It was so innovative to be able to, learn from these women right around the time that they were having this very private, very important moment in their life.
Sarah Miller studies economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. And when Sarah read this study, she was especially intrigued by the financial piece of it.
A lot of women in the study, when asked, why were you seeking to end this pregnancy, said that it was because they were worried about their financial situation. They were worried they weren't economically or financially stable enough for a child or for another child.
And what the researchers found was that women who were denied an abortion experienced higher rates of poverty than those who got an abortion that they sought. But this study did have some limitations, and we'll just talk about a few of them. First, it was done with a relatively small sample. So out of about 3,000 or so women they approached, a third agreed to take part. And out of that group, half continued to stay in touch for the entire five-year project. Second, because the participants self-selected, that is, they opted in, the study did not reflect the experience of people who declined to take part. So it was only a partial picture. Third, the researchers were relying on surveys and interviews. So they were relying on the participants' memories, which, memory isn't always super reliable. And finally, the surveys didn't really provide any information about the women's financial situations before they got pregnant. And this is what gave Sarah an idea, a way to fill in the picture of participants' economic lives by analyzing their credit histories.
The credit reporting agency data is nice because it's just collected passively. The participants don't have to, you know, respond to a survey and answer questions and answer the phone. If they consented to participate in the study, we can track them even without their involvement.
And that was the case even for participants who dropped out before the project was finished. So basically, Sarah and her colleagues used info that the participants provided to link those participants to their Experian credit history. And that provided them insights into the participants' financial situation before and also after they got pregnant and sought an abortion. And so what they showed were things like credit scores and whether they had unpaid bills or filed for bankruptcy. And by all these sorts of measurements, Sarah says both groups of women started out on pretty similar financial footing, which is to say, a lot of them were actually facing some kind of financial hardship already.
And it's not until the abortion denial happens that we see this divergence in the turnaway group, where they experience this spike in financial problems that remains elevated over the 6 years we can observe them.
So the group of women who were turned away, their financial situations got even worse compared to the other group, which in and of itself may not be super surprising. You know, a new mother with a new child has more bills to pay, and maybe that means a little more trouble making ends meet. But Sarah says what was surprising was the magnitude of negative economic outcomes.
It wasn't like a 5 or a 10% increase in unpaid bills. It was an 80% increase in unpaid bills. You know, an 80% increase in negative interactions with the court system, like bankruptcy filings, or if you get evicted and you have to pay your landlord a judgment. There were really substantial increases in financial problems. Another thing that was interesting was that it was very sustained. It wasn't like it spiked up. There was a couple bad years and then things kind of went back to normal. It seemed like they were really put onto a more difficult financial trajectory.
In fact, Sarah said being denied an abortion had a bigger negative effect on a person's credit score than being hit with an unexpected hospitalization or having your house flooded in a hurricane. Now, as to why women in the turnaway group were hurting more financially, Sarah points to a few factors. For one thing, the majority of the women were raising their new baby on their own. They weren't living with a family member or a partner, and on average, they received just $20 a month in child support. And while many did receive social safety net services, like food benefits for women, infants, and children, Sarah says states with more restrictive abortion laws tend to also have less generous benefits for mothers on low incomes. Cynthia Gutierrez, who we met at the top, says she did not want that life for herself or a child. She was already in a really tough spot financially, and so that was a big reason she decided to abort her pregnancy. Afterwards, Cynthia says she started focusing on herself. She got a job at a local pizza shop and started looking for a place to live that wasn't her friend's couch.
I was able to find a place to crash and was able to like make my first month's rent and like slowly like, you know, rebuild myself and my life.
For Cynthia, that included getting sober. She went back to school, graduated with a degree in sociology, and started a career that today includes being a doula and serving on the board of an advocacy group called Access Reproductive Justice. But now, today, with Roe overturned and many states tightening restrictions on abortion, it will be more difficult for a lot of people to have the choice that Cynthia had. Economist Sarah Miller says when the original turnaway study was conducted,
a bit under 30% of the turnaway group was able to find an abortion elsewhere and didn't actually go on and have a child. I think that might be very different in the current setting where it might be that you have to drive for hundreds of miles to get to the next state that has an active abortion provider, and those providers might be overwhelmed.
And if or when those women are turned away, we might be seeing the makings of yet another turnaway study. This episode of The Indicator was reported with help from Nikki Willett. It was produced by Nikki Willett and Jamila Huxtable, with engineering from Gilly Moon. Catherine Yang checked the facts. Our senior producer is Viet Le. Kagan Cannon edits the show. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.